This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Kendrick Perkins making waves yesterday. Perkins banned from the parade. If I'm him, I wouldn't want to go on the parade boats anyway, but that's neither here nor there. Says nobody is afraid of the Boston Celtics. Not one team in the league is afraid of the Boston Celtics. I think every team in the league is afraid of the Boston Celtics, whether they're going to admit it or not. I think that just about, even the Nuggets, every single one of them, they look at what that Celtics team did last year, and it wasn't just their easy path to the playoffs. I admit it was easy, but it was easy because they stayed healthy, and that's scary. It's scary to have a team with a bunch of players in their primes for the most part, with few exceptions, be that healthy and that good all throughout the season and keep it up all year and play that kind of defense and occasionally shoot threes that well. Like, they went on some streaks where they, you know, start missing threes, but for the most part, they were a embodiment of the 3-and-D team with guys that could hurt you all over the floor, a good bench. Really, I mean, there weren't a lot of weaknesses with the Celtics last year, and they brought the entire team back. I think the NBA is terrified of the Celtics.
So that's an interesting way to spin this, is not nobody's afraid of the Celtics. Everybody's afraid of the Celtics, except I put the Nuggets on the list. I think you could put Miami on the list, quite honestly. I just think they may not beat them, but I don't think Miami would fear the Celtics. There's just a, I don't know if you've heard, culture there.
There is.
That probably leads them to not fear. And they've had success against the Celtics,
they
obviously,
have. That's
over
true.
The years.
But that was, I mean, listen, this past series, Butler didn't play, but they were.
Neither did Terry Rozier.
Well, yeah, it's true.
He's their starting point guard.
He's their starting point guard, and that's true. They were down a couple of guys. But even if those guys both played, even if both Rozier and Butler played.
You got very excited to throw him in combination with Jimmy Butler.
Well, yeah.
They were missing players.
And he was a big acquisition for them. Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett didn't play.
That's right.
He was a starting quarterback. You're going to laugh at that.
Rozier's better than Jacoby Brissett.
No, I know, but Rozier might be like their third best scoring option.
Okay. Yeah, third,
I think
fourth,
Butler was a bigger deal.
Well, of course. I'm just... Okay. Emphasizing Arcan's point.
I think if Butler played and Rozier played and they even brought back, I don't know, Glenn Rice from the 90s, I still think that Celtics team probably beats them in six games. I think that was going to be a six-game series, Celtics winning. It was five anyway, but like... That's sort of what I'm looking at here. I don't think that was going to make much of a difference. If Giannis and the Bucks were playing, Giannis and Lillard, and they had beaten the Pacers, and then you had to play them instead of Indiana, then yeah, it might have been a tough series, but I still think the Celtics win the series. I still think they were going to win that championship regardless of who came in.
Probably. I think the Nuggets would be a question. I think that's when you got to the finals and that perceived matchup with the Nuggets might be a question. Mm-hmm. The Bucks, are they a team that fears the Celtics?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was fear the deer.
I think they fear the Celtics, yes.
They fear the Celtics.
I think so.
Fear the green.
I think they do.
Feel the mask. Feel
I think
lucky.
That's part of the reason why they did what they did with Lillard. I think they sort of looked at the sub before the Celtics even won anything. They looked at it and said, you know what? We only have, we don't have enough. We don't have enough to compete with these other teams in the East like the Celtics. And so they let Holiday go, and the Celtics got him, which I don't think they were counting on. But I think that was part of the reason why they even went the way they did to go get Dame Lillard, because they were scared of the Celtics. Teams have been scared of the Celtics, I think.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you've been successful, right?
I mean, very different.
Like,
yeah,
that changes everything for good. Now, maybe for worse, because as we talked about earlier, the 6 years in a row, the champion doesn't repeat. And the NBA used to be really about runs, right? You won a title, then you won a few titles once you finally broke through. And that's where people have made the comparisons between the Celtics and some of those 80s and 90s team. Oh, it took Jordan a while to break through. It took the Pistons a while to break, like, blah, blah, blah. You have to break through. Mm-hmm. And I think this team is being treated like those old teams. Once you broke through, Kevin Millar, don't let us win just one, because once you win one, we're going to win three or we're going to win four. And four might be a little greedy on my part. Let's go to three. I'm shooting for three. Is three fair?
Sure.
Three in the next...
A three-peat?
No, no. I'm going to say 3 in 4 years.
That's a dynasty.
That is a dynasty.
3 in 5 years, I think, is a dynasty. But yeah, 3 and 4 definitely is.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a dynasty. Imagine what the ego on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown's going to be when they're a dynasty. Because they're already feeling themselves a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Their little arrogance has set in.
741 shoes are going to be flooding the streets. They're going
to
be everywhere.
Let's go to some texts. Some that I remember, some that I will read. Because there was one that I want to get to that I remember.
Okay.
The one that I will read, the Tatums are cheaper than Browns. $200 are what the Browns are retailing for.
Is that right?
And Tatums are like a 120 type shoe. They're in the low hundreds.
Okay.
Because they're a tier down from like the LeBrons or the higher end Nike and all that. But $200.
They haven't gone on sale yet. Brown sale. Brown shoes go on sale.
Are you lying to me? Text line 617.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe saw them early. I don't know when this is
not happy about
for,
that if you're
way.
Lying to me. I'll Let's never see. Buy them for $200, just an FYI. I don't care what color.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
They come in.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It's Let's see. This is, I thought they got debuted today or yesterday, right? So if they were debuted yesterday, then this means they're... Yeah, they're not on sale until next month. Now, maybe the texter knows something about it, but let's see.
Maybe he's got a guy.
Yeah. Shoe guy?
Yeah. Forgot the other text I was going to bring up, and I can't scroll through it.
So. You know, if you're an independent, right, this is like the first signature shoe of this new company, they probably have to, you know, right, if they want to get a little equity going.
Well, I don't know where they're looking to land as a price point, as a company. We talked about it, Stephon Marbury. If you're trying to do something or be a certain price point, but $200, you're talking about you're in LeBron's category. You're in the high-end Nike category.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's part of it, too. I don't want to seem like I'm a lesser to Nike. My shoes are going to sell for Nike prices because I'm just as good as you, Nike. Damn it. Screw you.
I love the press releases for stuff like this where he's like, the understanding of ownership and value is what's important for this next generation of athletes. It's time to think different and be different. It's time to create value. And then he comes up with the 741. The name 741 is more than just a sneaker brand. It's a statement about independence, creativity, and ownership. Inspired by the late Kobe Bryant's Mamba mentality, he hopes to bring the same fearlessness to his brand, pushing sports along with society to new heights. That's the mindset I'm bringing to 741. It's going to elevate society.
Are you allowed to do that?
Elevate society?
Say your new company, which competes with Nike, was founded and inspired based on Kobe Bryant?
That wasn't part of the release, but that was written into this article here. That it was I don't know. That may have been in the release. I'm not sure
because that's weird
not part
to me.
Of the quote.
Like that's a Nike. They still make Kobe's, right? Doesn't his wife have a licensing agreement with his estate and that whole thing for Nike? And yeah, that seems weird.
October 22nd is when 741 and other products are slated to go on.
So you compared them to the ball situation.
Yes.
Which has dissipated. Doesn't exist anymore, right?
I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Big baller brand.
Big baller brand, I think, is no more.
Will 741...
Because they all made it in the NBA. So like,
will 741 exist in 5 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
In 5 years? I don't know if they're going to be cranking out shoes, but I think it's still going to exist as a company, yeah.
I'm going to take the downside. I'm going to take no. Unless he...
See the contract he just signed? He'll keep that thing going as a vanity project as long as he wants.
If he's paying attention to the Grossbeck family, when you start losing money on something, cut your ties and take your example from the Grossbeck family. And because that, if you want to end up on broke, finance a company that isn't going anywhere producing shoes, and that's a good way to lose $300 million like that.
House is seven oos, you know, the company,
also,
right?
You Googled wrong, because everybody's saying they're on pre-sale for $200.
Oh, really? All right. Well, I'm reading the release. It says they're not out yet, but yeah, they could be on. That's entirely possible.
You're telling me multiple texters would lie or be wrong?
I mean, they could all be wrong, sure, but I'm not saying they are. I just Googled it quickly, and that's what I saw.
I will not be buying them for $200.
No, I probably won't either. 617-779.
Are you a sneakerhead?
7937. Not really. I have more pairs of shoes than I probably need, but like I don't have like a whole room full of shoes or whatever, like some people I know. I'll get like a new pair of shoes every year or two, maybe.
Oh, so no, I wouldn't.
So nah, I wouldn't call myself a sneakerhead. There was a time where I used to like collect, you know, Air Force Ones and Dunks and stuff like that, but
you still have them all?
A long time ago. Nah, I sold them all.
The profit? Because there's money in that.
Not really.
Oh.
It was all, so you're not, it was good all at before. It. Like, no, it was, I just didn't care enough and I didn't have enough room. So I just kind of got rid of them. I gave some of them away, but like, yeah. I was never that big into it anyway. I never had like the pigeons or any of like the real rare hot ones or anything like that. Because people used to get shot. People would wait outside the store. And people would come out of the store and people would just go and rob them and take their shoes. Like, there was no reason to even get involved in that unless you were heavily armed, you know, and that you wanted to go and get into it. Like, if you really wanted to be hip deep in the sneaker game, you had to have, like, a security posse with you. You had to make sure. Because you come out of that store with some rare Nike Air Force Ones or rare Dunks or something like that, you're getting robbed. Like, you're going to get robbed immediately. So, I never got that deep into it.
This is a good point by the 603. Nothing lifts society like child labor for shoes.
True.
Where are these 741s being produced?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because isn't that the root of Jaylen Brown's feud with Nike stems back to some of that stuff?
To things like that he mentioned. Yeah. I think that's been mentioned, yes.
So I'll be interested to see where these... That's probably why they're so expensive. They're American-made, but they're $200.
That's probably why.
It's pricey.
There you go.
Just Jaylen Brown in his basement, like, weaving together shoes in his off days.
Yep, that's why it's pre-orders. It's going to be a while. We'll get them to you by next May, maybe.
His shot's all off because his fingers are all cramped from, from making the shoes. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. There's some sneaker talk for you as we continue with our Celtics conversation. Jason Tatum says that you haven't seen the best of him. We'll get into that and some more sound from Media Day yesterday right after Brian tells you what's trending.